We're considering today the broad impact of the fact that, as Jomo Kenyatta will tell us, there is no freedom of thought under the global system of power, that the story of rule into which is merged its multiple versions, thought realizing itself, development of the productive forces, the civilizing mission of Europeans or creatives, the triumph of the Republic, realizing Plato's vision, the pursuit of knowledge infinite, many, many versions of this story of rule, that the quote-unquote heroism implied in such is a mirage, a faux heroic attempt to not see an abyss staring at it, which is best known by the name abandonment. If, as is undeniably true, one story and one story only has become dominant, the story of rule, who has the power to make it systematic, to embed it in all institutions, which is what that word means? Only the tiny, 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 minuscule few. That 0.0001% I suggested that Oxfam crunch the numbers on versus all the rest of us. Now let's listen to Jomo Kenyatta, what he has to say about governance. Quote, the Kikuyu system of government prior to the advent of the Europeans was based on true democratic principles. But according to the tribal legend, once upon a time, there was a king in Kikuyu land named Kikuyu, a grandchild of the elder daughter of the founder of the tribe. He ruled many moons, and his method of governing was tyrannical. People were prevented from cultivating the land, as he commanded that all able-bodied men should join his army and be ready to move with their families at any time and to wherever he chose. Thus, the population lived a sort of nomadic life and suffered many hardships from lack of food. At last, they grew tired of wandering from place to place and finally decided to settle down. They approached the king and implored him to let them cultivate the land and establish permanent homes. But owing to his autocratic power, he refused to hear or consider their pleas. The people were very indignant with him for turning a deaf ear to their appeal, and in desperation, they revolted against him. After King Kikuyu was dethroned, the government of the country was at once changed from a despotism to a democracy, which was in keeping with the wishes of the majority of the people. And my interjection, I'm hoping to illustrate here how we can change the story at any time if we come together and determine to do so.